I must say the weather has really cheered up since I left Richmond about half an hour ago. I'm standing on the platform at Waterloo East waiting for my train to the country to come in. It's always nice to escape to the country at the weekend. I'm not really a city person at heart. As much as I do love London, can be quite evangelical about London, and for the time being have no plans to immediately move out of London. All the same, I do really appreciate the area that I grew up in and love going back down there, and that's what I'm about to do. Gonna find a door for me, Vance. There's a door. Yes, 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 good boy, thank you. Let's see if we get a seat. Pop on, Vance. Where should we go? Let's go left, shall we? Going. Keep going. Let's go here, Vance. Seems like a clear one. Turn around. Okay, Vance. Can you just sit for me? It was a bit squeaky of me, wasn't it? A funny sound. Let's put Vance onto the table here. Wait there. Hang on a second. Oh, it's on top of the table. Okay, in you go. Just about squeezes through. Thankfully, Vance isn't the fattest of dogs. He's very, very long. But he can just about squeeze through the gap between the table leg. So I don't have to hold on to that all the way. Such a quiet train. Next stop is London Bridge. This is a very familiar journey for me, as I used to commute on it for a time. Although the morning commuter trains stop at far fewer stations, which always enabled me to sleep, which is a favourite train travelling activity of mine. Anyway, I shall check in with you a bit further down the line. Now arriving at Orpington, which for the purposes of my ticket at least is the edge of London. I think we're still only in Zone 5 actually, but the actual boundary station is Knockholt, I believe, lovely name, which is on the North Downs, within the North Downs. We'll be passing through there at some speed fairly shortly. I've just noticed actually that the announcements aren't running on this train. It's a good job I have some idea of where I'm going. I've only done it a few hundred times. Orpington Station serves a pretty large area. In itself, but also a number of villages surrounding it, I think I have, you know, I have left the station here. In fact, I've been dropped off here before, but it's not a part of London or maybe Kent that I know especially well. The next station, Seven Oaks, is a different matter, though. I knew it quite a bit better. It's a rather nice town built on a hill.
queue said long tunnel. These modern trains, you don't really get that much sound from the outside, but clearly there's a distinctive change in the sound of the air rushing past. That's about as much as you're getting. I don't know if you can pick up much on the microphone on here. What you can hear, however, is a lot of chatter coming from the other end of the carriage. They obviously haven't read the rules that you don't talk on trains in the southeast of England. Anyway, next stop 7X, and then it's Tunbridge, Highbrooms, Tunbridge Wells, and onwards. A little bit of time on, and we're in another tunnel. This is the longest one on the line. It is between Sevenoaks and the Weald of Kent. And you encounter various strange sounds in this one. It sounds like rain pouring on the window at times. I don't know whether it's an underground stream or I don't know, ballast kicked up by the train or something. Very odd. Track is also somewhat noisier and bumpier on this one. In other news, my bottle of water has just exploded all over the table when I took off the lid. But my pan of raisin bought at Waterloo was very nice. Oh, and I'm already down to something like 55% battery, so as good as iOS 7 is, it is draining my phone at a rate of knots. And here we are, out into the sunshine. I think the A21 main trunk road between London and Hastings is off to the right, somewhere. And the Weald of Kent will be off to the left, somewhere. All I can tell you is that there is lots of sunshine. Still with no announcements, we're now arriving at Tunbridge. Tunbridge is on a very straight railway line which runs from Redhill across to Ashford and Folkestone, I think used to be used for a lot of traffic, goods traffic, to the ports. I can't remember actually what that line is called. It has got a name. Rather ironically now, a good chunk of that actually isn't much of a main line at all. The line from London to Hastings comes down to Tunbridge, briefly joins that line, and then turns off it just after Tunbridge Station. The other trains obviously could still continue along to Ashford, Folkestone, Dover, Canterbury, Deal, Ramsgate, Margate, lots of other exciting destinations. Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells are often confused by people who don't know them. Tunbridge is spelled T-O-N, Bridge. The Tunbridge in Tunbridge Wells is spelled T-U-N, Bridge. There we go, a very useful factoid for you there. Looks like we're pausing here for a few moments before continuing down towards Hastings, although the train today be going one stop beyond where I'll be getting off. I'll be getting off in Etchingham. It'll be carrying on only to Robertsbridge because the line has been blocked beyond there since before Christmas due to some pretty major landslides. I gather from my parents who've seen pictures of it, that it looks somewhat similar to the Dawlish incident, where the sea wall partly collapsed. In this instance, there's no sea, but there is an embankment which has experienced a certain amount of subsidence. Or subsidence. I'll leave you with the sound of somebody annoyingly tapping on something further up the train. Yeah, I know, they're always well hidden, aren't they?
No, that's fine.
Let's see. Okay, there's the outward.
That's fine, thank you very much.
Perfect, thank you. Screeching, we've just turned off the old main line and are now heading down towards Highbrooms, which is basically a suburb of Tunbridge Wells, Frant, which isn't in Frant, Wadhurst, Stonegate, where there was another landslide recently, and then finally Etchingham. Station is quite a strange one. It's built on a very sharp curve immediately between two tunnels. Literally, the trains only break out into the open for the station before diving back underground again. The sun's still shining. My water bottle is empty. And I'm reading a very interesting book about the development of the railways. The door's beeping for Wadhurst. Wadhurst is about village itself, which is quite pleasant. East Sussex village with a long high street, still with quite a few shops on it, and a lot of countryside around here. It's quite well wooded, and also not too far away is Buell Reservoir, which is the largest reservoir, indeed I think the largest lake in southeast England. For quite a while recently, Waterhurst has been where this railway is terminated, and people have switched the buses in order to avoid the bits of the line that have been blocked by landslides. But we're about to go through that, and I'm also about to wake up the hound and put his car harness on him. It always takes a bit to untangle it, so I tend to do it now, when we're about 10 minutes away from Etchingham. We've now been underway, by the way, for about an hour, and saved you from some of the less exciting audible moments of this trip. Here we are, we're now pulling out of Waterhurst, and we'll be going through Waterhurst Tunnel very soon. I'm going to sort out Vance now. Hello, Vance. You, hang on, I think you might want to go around the other way. So let me get my leg out of the way. And it's not... Stand, Vance, stand, please. That was clever of me. I got my foot caught in a loop of the lead as he pulled it tight. Hello, you. Hello. Right, we need to do a car harness for you. Hang on. As you wait, it's defense. Right, that's the hook off. We're now going through the tunnel, as you can probably hear. Have your head. Thank you, Vance. Can you come back a bit? Because I can't reach that far, Mr. Hound. Yeah, it's such a good thing. Thank you. Whereabouts on this stretch of line the Stonecliff landslide was, but I gather that was pretty significant. Obviously it's somewhere between here and Stonegate, but somewhere either side of Stonegate, but I'm not sure the precise location. The track feels very bumpy around here. That's his white harness on as well. A bit more guide doggy harness on you. Your head in. There's a good boy. He's smiling. You're a happy dog. I should say, by the way, that the photograph of this on this recording I took just as we were going into London Bridge and hopefully shows Southwark Cathedral, which the line runs very, very close to, as it makes its way from Waterloo East to London Bridge. I'll be back in a moment when we get off the train. Vance and I always get off the train from the same carriage and same door, because he, as was recorded in a previous boo, he likes to do a flying jump to meet my mum. I let him do it on those occasions. It's nice to see him so happy and so pleased. He's looking very happy and pleased at the moment. You know what that was? approaching Stonegate really, really slowly, so I can only presume that the landslide was somewhere around here. Right, the final furlong now. We are now, we've left Stonegate. We probably lost about 5 minutes crawling into the station there. I don't know if all the trains are doing that, but I presume that is where the landslip was, literally just outside the station. Lance is getting excited, aren't we, Handy? And so we're going to get ready to get off. In a minute there is a slightly unstable bit of ground the train goes over every time near a level crossing, at a level crossing near Burwash. Burwash, some may know, is where Rudyard Kipling lived for quite a long time at his house, Bateman's, which is now owned by the National Trust. Right. I promise I will stop with all these facts in a moment. I think that was a horribly bit. Right, let's just check we haven't left an infield. Yes, hopefully that's okay. And then we shall walk up to our normal jumping off point, which is not my closest door, but we'll go that way anyway. Right, shall we go then, Brans? Steady for me, steady, steady. Find the door. Yes, hello, Dance. Right, Vance, could you go back a bit, please, and sit? Good boy, that's nice. Nice sitting. That's what I do, because Vance jumps off very quickly as I block him with my suitcase, and I hold the lead in the same hand as the suitcase, in fact. I need to have a longer lead, though. So that it effectively weights it a little bit. It means I don't get pulled straight off the train. Yeah, well, there was a problem at the beginning. You're going to wait there for me, Vance. Got the buttons there, yes. And on the other side, I don't know. You are going to wait. You're a happy dog. This is all the talking that we could hear further up the carriage for the rest of the journey. Not that I'm grumpy or anything. Not me. Picked up the hook. Yes, I did. Fine. Now arriving at Etchingham. No announcements. We're up the journey back, Houndy. Back. And sit. And sit there for me. Wait. Good boy. Wait. Go.
Hello.
You should just pop that there 1 second. I'm just recording, so I'm just going to stop that. It's gorgeous weather, isn't it?
You're a happy boy. Are you?
Yeah, he knew where he was coming, as usual.